32 faculty, staff, students, and community members detail alleged abuses and civil rights violations they experienced by the university, its police force, and even some faculty and students for protesting the war in Gaza on campus last year. Among the claims in a 96-page complaint, plaintiffs accused the university of failing to protect students and faculty against a mob of Zionists and others as campus police stood by for hours. Graham Blair is an associate professor of political science at UCLA.
I was threatened repeatedly, assaulted by one of my own faculty colleagues, and frequently feared for my safety. I raised my concerns to senior administrators repeatedly. On April 30th, I spent all night with those in the encampment while students bore the brunt of a vicious 4-hour-long assault coordinated by extremists in white masks who attack students with sticks, 10-foot-long metal barricades, their fists, chemical gas, and munitions. Later, I was sprayed with a chemical and fell to the ground in extreme pain, and a student washed out my burning eyes with water.
Here's plaintiff Thistle Boosinger.
For hours, I stood with my compatriots holding on for dear life onto the metal barricade, the only thing separating the violent mob from breaking into the encampment. At around 1 a.m., a Zionist picked up a stick and smashed my hand against the metal, which left me with a shattered hand, a severed nerve, and chronic pain and immobility that forced me to put a hold on most of my life. And I still cannot play drums, or write, or type, or ride a bike, or play sports, or even lay my hand flat.
Aaron Palmer, who was Jewish, was an assistant adjunct professor at UCLA's math department. He says he was retaliated against after attending a June 10th protest.
Police were equipped with riot gear and batons and rubber bullet guns. They came in military formation from both sides, leaving us crammed in a tight space. Police hit with batons and fired rubber bullets at students trying to escape. I was arrested as police pushed me into the tight crowd of mostly students. When I asked the arresting officer what I was being arrested for, he said, "We'll figure it out later." Days later, I was informed by mail that I had been banned from campus for 2 weeks and was arrested for violating this ban.
The suit comes a day after President Donald Trump's Department of Justice intervened in support of a similar lawsuit filed by two Jewish students against UCLA, claiming it did nothing when they were blocked from entering campus buildings by pro-Palestinian groups. This as the Trump administration has come down hard on Palestinian students attempting to deport a permanent resident married to an American, Mahmoud Khalil, a graduate of Columbia University, for his campus activism against Israel's war in Gaza. He's in detention, calling himself a political prisoner. It's also revoked the visa of an Indian Georgetown University researcher who's married to an outspoken Palestinian-American. Badar Khan Suri's lawyer said in a filing he's targeted because of his wife's identity as a Palestinian and her constitutionally protected speech. The administration has also deported a Brown University professor back to Lebanon, calling her a Hezbollah supporter. The suit claims this kind of favoritism and bias exists at the highest levels of UCLA's system as well. UCLA initiated two task forces, one on anti-Semitism and one on anti-Palestinian bias, at the height of tensions and student protests. Plaintiffs say while the university implemented the findings of the anti-Semitism task force, it's not acted on the findings of the Palestinian task force. It released three reports. Robin D.G. Kelly is a distinguished professor of history at UCLA and a member on the task force of anti-Palestinian, anti-Muslim, and anti-Arab racism.
All of our reports show, and this is the basis of the complaint filed today, is that UCLA is an unsafe environment for students and faculty who advocate for Palestinian human rights and call for an end to war and genocide. Our administration allowed outside mobs, some self-identified fascists, and Zionists onto campus to attack students under police protection. In addition to creating an unsafe environment, the administration's actions have had a chilling effect on free speech and academic freedom.
And he says it's still happening.
The blatant suppression of academic freedom and free speech at the David Geffen School of Medicine, where students, residents, faculty, and doctors who even mildly demonstrate support for Palestinian human rights are relentlessly doxxed and intimidated by colleagues with impunity.
UCLA did not respond to KPFA's request for comment. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.